Hey, sweetheart, baby girl, wake up. There she is. Good morning, beautiful. Happy Valentine's Day, my love. Here. I brought you something. It's right next to you. Careful. Careful turning over. We don't want to make a mess. Careful. Well, do you like it? I don't know how hungry you are, but I thought breakfast in bed would be a good idea since we're going to be doing quite a lot today. I told you I made plans for us, remember? Yes, I did. Of course I had to. There's no way I was going to pass up celebrating you or our love today. You're still tired, huh? I can see it in your eyes. Can mommy feed you then? I don't mind. I'd love to. Yeah? I can feed you? Okay. Just scoot over a little bit for me. That's fine. This should be good. So, what's the first bite gonna be? I pick. Okay. What? You told me to pick the first bite. Of course I was gonna pick you. You know, I'm a biter. You're also the most delicious looking thing in front of me right now. If you need me to show you. Okay. Okay, for real, what do you want to eat first? Pancakes and waffles. Okay. Let me do it. Let me do the honors. You said I could feed you. I'll do it. I'll smother them in syrup for you. Because that's what you were going for, right? Exactly. I already know. I know. I did. I already put a bunch on them for you in the kitchen, but I know how you like them, so I brought some more. All right, here we go. Big pour. Say when. Baby, say when. Oh, that's good enough. You sure? Okay. Okay, open up. How is it? Good. It's all made from scratch. Yeah. You like these better? Nice. Okay, I'll make them this way for you moving forward then. If you like it more when it's all homemade, that can definitely be arranged. You got a little bit of, you got a little bit of syrup on. All right, got it. More. Here. What? What's so funny? I know you're not a baby. Well, you are, technically. Technically, you're my baby. So, of course, I'm gonna make sure you're not hungry. Is that a problem? No, I don't think it's weird. Don't couples feed each other? Sometimes, anyway. Whatever, I don't care. I like feeding you, and I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna keep doing a lot of things that I like, actually. Why not? I like feeding you. I like making sure you're comfy and well rested. And I like making sure you feel happy and safe and content. Just knowing you're taken care of, I guess. It brings me comfort. Why? Here, have some more. Because I love you, obviously. I mean, I like taking care of the people I love in general and all, but this is different. What we have is special because you're so special to me. Different because you don't really... I don't know. Fine. It's different because I've never met anyone like you before. Let alone dated anyone like you before. You're one of a kind. There's not a selfish or inconsiderate bone in your body. And I don't think you realize how rare that is. I try, but I'm not perfect. I don't always feel worthy, to be honest, but I always feel grateful for how you let me take care of you while you also take care of me, too. You do. Every day. In a lot of different ways. And you've always been like that, just genuinely pure and good and kind-hearted. It's my favorite thing about you. Your heart. I mean, the rest of the stuff is good too, but... I remember when we first met, I was so convinced. So convinced that you were too good to be true. I was like, there's no way this girl doesn't have some kind of hidden agenda or like... isn't gonna switch up on me at any point. It happens every single time. I was so used to people like that. Not just in love, but in life. But you didn't. You never switched up. You really are exactly who you say you are. And it just so happens that who that is amazing. And it's so refreshing. To not have to waste time being suspicious or reading between the lines or feeling like I fell for a stranger. It's a different kind of love. It's a deeper kind of love when you both can show up as exactly who you are and just accept each other and have it fit so perfectly. It's just the cherry on top. Come here. I love you so much. You know that. So much. You are there for me whenever I need you. You don't expect me to do everything by myself just because you know I can or will. You look out for me the same way I look out for you. You don't take me for granted. You don't do any of that. And I hope you know I could never take you for granted either. I hope you never feel like I do. More? Just... okay. Open up. There we go. You are a beautiful person, baby. Inside and out. You're funny, you're smart, and caring. And I think I'm very, very lucky to finally have someone that knows how to reciprocate the love I give out. Someone who is safe. It's like everything about you was made for me to love and be loved by. I get a partner in crime, a girlfriend, best friend, and the love of my life all in one. A little bit of a porn star too, but that's between us. Oh, I'm not complaining about that at all. We are very compatible in the bedroom too. Truly, I couldn't have asked for anyone better to be my girl. I'm so lucky to have met you, pretty girl. To have you. To have your trust, your company, your friendship, your laughter, your light, filling up my life every day. No, I don't. I feel this way every day, but there's just something about spending Valentine's Day with the love of my life that has me feeling even more grateful than usual. I waited for these things. For these, like, intimate moments. And a lot of the time I questioned if they'd ever even get to happen in this lifetime. But I'd keep on fantasizing anyway. About you. You just happened to be an idea and not a reality yet at those times. There wasn't a face to all of my fantasies and daydreams, but now there is. And it's even better than I imagined. So of course, sometimes I just have to stop and look at you and all. Or tell you how special you are. Because you're literally the best thing that's ever happened to me. Wow. This got cheesy fast, huh? I needed to get it together today. It's way too early for this. Like, strawberries? Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to the strawberries, please. I love you too. Okay, I shaped them into a heart for you. Can you blame me? It's the season of love. The day of love, you know. You know I'm hopeless romantic. And so are you. So don't even act like it's just me, because you might hide it a little bit better, but it's there. Here. You're so pretty. So, I'm not sure if you're still in the mood to go out or not, but in my opinion, you are looking far too delicious to be kept hidden away in bed. Plus, I got you an outfit for today. I know I didn't have to, but I made plans for us to go out later and do a few things. And I really wanted to make today special for you, so I hope you're still up for that. Good. Yeah, we can. We can stay home for a little while longer. We got a couple of hours. Besides, I am definitely in the mood to get you out of these clothes. What? Oh, these. You mean my hands feeling you up under your shirt? Like this. I can't help that. It's your fault. You make me this way. Mm-hmm. You go to sleep with barely anything on and expect me not to notice. Do you want to drive me crazy? You like that? That's the point, huh? You want mommy to notice. You want her to do something about it, right? That's why almost every time you sleep next to me, you let me touch and rub and kiss and tease. But then when I want more, you try to make a game out of it. Like last night, you start acting like a little fucking brat. Oh, so I can put you in your place. Are you gonna be a fucking brat right now? Use your words. No? Then what are you gonna do? Are you gonna let mommy have her way with you without putting up a fight? Yeah. You're gonna make it nice and easy for me, aren't you? That's my girl. Get up. Get up. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. There we go. Take my hand. Don't worry about it, just come with me. Watch your step. I got you, I got you. Watch your step. You keeping your eyes closed. No peeking. All right, almost there. Open them. I thought you'd appreciate a nice bubble bath after your breakfast. I hope all the rose petals and candles aren't too over the top, but I wanted to make things romantic. I doubt you'll be that aware of them anyway, once I have my hands all over you. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm gonna make sure of that. Because I'm gonna be the one giving you the bath. But not before I start running my hands and mouth all over your body. Starting at this sensitive little spot on your neck. And your shoulders. Down your chest. Around your waist. Over these hips. I'm skipping right to your thighs. You can't neglect these. All the way to your pretty little pussy. That's all you're gonna be able to focus on. Me. And you. And how fucking good I'm making you feel. You're gonna be begging me to let you come by the end of it. You see, as generous and selfless as I was saying you are earlier, you like to tease and play with mommy a little too much sometimes too. But today, she's gonna be the one who relentlessly teases and plays with you. And you're only gonna come when I say so. Yeah. You're gonna let me massage you and touch you and taste you. And then, eventually, whenever I feel like it, fuck you. However I want in this bathtub. Until all you hear are the echoes of your moans while you're shattering into 1,000 pieces in my arms. Do you understand? Good girl. Now take off your clothes for me and do it slowly. Because I'm in no rush.